Inside a biology field station along the Ohio River, professors Chris Lawrence and Mike Waters show off a camera, a solar panel, and a rechargeable battery all mounted to a pole. This spring, the pole will be moved outside, and the camera will begin taking pictures of the river once an hour. A computer algorithm will analyze the color in the pictures and be able to tell if a rare but toxic algal bloom is developing. Waters, an NKU math professor, uses an artificial neural network. It models the way the brain solves problems.
The images from the camera are fed once an hour to a server near my office. Those images are analyzed by a computer, and over time it should get better and better at recognizing harmful algal bloom by its color.
In 2015, an Ohio River algal bloom stretched hundreds of miles from West Virginia to Louisville, forcing water departments to take extra precautions like using activated charcoal. This was the same year blooms in Lake Erie forced Toledo to shut down its drinking water supply. Algae naturally occurs in waterways, but harmful blooms are the product of excessive runoff of nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, combined with sunny, warm conditions and low flow water levels. If people drink algae-contaminated water, it can make them sick with gastrointestinal symptoms. Some people have reported breathing problems along with skin, eye, and throat irritation after contact with affected waters. At the California-Kentucky Biology Field Station run by Thomas More College, Professor Chris Lawrence says Waters has revolutionized the way used to detect algal blooms.
So traditionally, the detection method would involve gathering a water sample, looking at the water under a microscope, counting the cells, trying to detect the toxins. And that's still in vogue today. But what Dr. Waters has brought to the table is the ability to detect harmful algal blooms using a camera and taking photographs.
Lawrence will also use traditional science. Eventually, he and Waters intend to figure out what is causing the blooms. This is the sound of Ohio River water coming into a tank that houses mussels at the field station.
And that's a probe that takes water quality data. And so what we're going to be able to do is couple Mike's camera data with water quality data. So as we see blue-green algae emerging, we'll then see, well, what's the chemistry of the river like? And are there some correlative factors that we can hopefully use for predicting the next bloom?
By testing the water.
The clams Lorenz has at the field station could add some credence to any predictions. They clam up when the river water is bad.
Yeah, so the river water that flows through those mussel tanks will also flow through this tank. Each of these little spots is where a clam like this was glued onto, and then these electrodes can monitor their shells, whether they're opened or closed.
The Thomas More Field Station is strategically located at River Mile 451, 8 miles upstream from the I-275 Combshale Bridge and upstream from the drinking water intakes. Typically, an algal bloom is blue-green. When the computer program determines the presence of a certain percentage of that color, it sends a flag that it could be a harmful algal bloom.
So are there any things that could change the color of the river that could confuse you?
Absolutely, there are things. Often blue-green algae blooms are described as someone who has spilled paint on top of the water. That could certainly confuse the algorithm if it were the right color. There's sediment, there's silt, there's diatoms. Anything that could obscure that color could certainly fool the detection system.
The EPA and Orsenco are also partners in the research. Lorenz and Waters say there will be a network of cameras throughout the watershed. A second one may be placed at Queen City Riverboats in Dayton, Kentucky, and a third in between. Testing is also underway at East Fork State Park on Harshell Lake. Waters has also developed a citizen scientist app he's testing in Lake Erie. It uses the same algorithm.
The idea is that that application will be released to the public within the next couple years. They will be able to use that smart device application to help determine if a body of water could have a harmful algal bloom and they should stay out or keep their dogs out or their animals out.
It will likely be 4 to 5 years before there are any concrete results with the river cameras and computer algorithm. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.